This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Here we go. It's time for an audio celebration of Cowboys game day here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today, carsforkids.org. This segment of The Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com. Here's the Chief.
Let's relive a Cowboy victory on a Cowboy Victory Monday here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. It's time for Two Guys, One Booth. Let's start in the pregame show when we were still naive enough to think this thing was going to get kicked off on time. And we go inside the booth with the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham, each and every week before kickoff. And I was trying to get the history lesson, if you will, from Brad Sham in this historical matchup. Cowboys Steelers talking nostalgia. I thought Brad had a great retort for my stupid question. How nostalgic have you got this week with just the history of this matchup, Brad?
Oh, none, Eric. I've been around too long to get nostalgic. I will say this. When you see these uniforms, and there's no tricked-up uniforms tonight. There's no color rush, anything. It's classic.
Yeah.
And so you cannot help but go all the way back, if you're old enough like I am, you go all the way back to the 70s and the championship games they played against each other and all of the great games, but they are iconic uniforms, and it's not like just anybody else. But, you know, this is not even 2016. This is not even, you know, rookie Zach and, rookie Dak and rookie Zeke and the great screen pass. And that didn't mean anything. I thought for a while today that we were going to see Booth and Oruwariye as the starting corners. That'll get you right off nostalgia pretty quick.
It was a heck of a mic drop moment there, throwing Booth and old number 27 AO under the bus there. But it was a great point, and it wasn't quite the sell job we were looking for as we were inching closer and closer to kickoff, but it was 100% on point and factual.
Now, yeah, I loved it, man. And Brad playing hurt, you know, quite under the weather, would not stop him.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell some of the highlights into the fourth quarter. My dude was grinding.
Yes.
And it's like
love of the game stuff.
Midnight Eastern time.
Yeah, he's going Jordan flu game on.
It's past his bedtime. And
long past his bedtime.
He was fighting through it like a super beast.
And I think he did get a little nostalgic in there, at least. I detected a little nostalgia.
He wanted to, but then he got back to Booth and Ojulari or whatever and couldn't handle it.
Shook him out of it.
Yep. Okay, so at that point, we throw it to Brad and Babe, and then it's like, well, not so fast. We have torrential downpours. You guys are going to be doing some rain delay theater here, commercial freestyle. And then this is sort of exactly what me and Broadus were hoping for, so we were glad that it worked out this way, and we just got to talk more shop. Bobby goes into the booth, hangs out with us, and Brian Broadus reveals a nice story. Did not know. Knew he was a Super Bowl champion. Didn't know he had received a game ball before.
Matter of fact, I got a game ball for cleaning cleats on the sidelines during games. I had a wire brush. Wire brush went down there. We're playing the Jets. Got a game ball in 1994 for helping the equipment men clean shoes during a game.
I didn't know you got a game ball. That's pretty cool. Is that on a mantle somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I have it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pull it out when Love of the Star. Bobby, I'll show you my game ball for when I took a wire brush, stood on the sidelines like like you would clean paint with.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like the players would stand there and wait to go in the game, and I'd tap them on the back and they'd lift their foot behind them. I'd scrub their shoe and they put the other one down. I'd scrub the other one and then they go on the field.
Pretty dang cool.
MVP.
Seriously, man. MVP caliber stuff right there.
Mike Holmgren gave me a game ball for that. We beat the Jets that day.
Yeah, that's one of the cooler things, I would imagine, when you look back at the resume.
I felt
it's like Super Bowl champion and game ball winner.
Kind of felt like that I needed to do something to stand down there on the sidelines.
We deal with that in North Texas with the clay that we're on, just a little bit of wet, and all of a sudden you get a lot of mud in your cleats. I like to carry a ruler. Yeah. You know, a ruler can get in there pretty
good. You know, I'll tell you what works. A putty knife.
Okay.
What you need to do, because the putty knife will get, what you could do is it's got that flat edge on it.
Yeah.
And you could lift it and it goes around the cleats.
Yeah. Could see that.
I would recommend that too if you can do that. You
call it a putty knife?
Putty knife.
Like silly putty?
Well, like putty, kinda. Like if you were to, like, if you, like putty, you could take it. It's a flat edge so you could smear it. So that's why it's okay. Called a putty
perfect
knife.
For cream cheese and a bagel.
Yeah, there you go.
If you were like doing drywall work,
right?
You know, like
I say, covering a hole I say in the yes,
wall. Yeah.
But the I've only seen it as a,
makes I'm the making wall bagels. Flat again.
Yeah,
here.
Like you're the dude going to like Lowe's tomorrow.
I am. Yeah, and I'm going to be looking at all the putty knives with the Tolos, giving Whataburger flags.
Bring Dawson a putty knife for his soccer cleats.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
I might bring him a burrito and a quesadilla as well, because that's what I'm going to be doing for the Tolos tomorrow. Free breakfast.
From Whataburger?
Do we know who's bringing those? Is Whataburger?
I don't think it's Whataburger, because it's chicken or beef.
Oh, so okay.
I'll pass.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's nice who's ever bringing them.
It's going to be free, though.
Yeah, who's ever bringing them, it's nice.
All that matters. Yeah. All right.
You got flags?
We finally, I'm going to have Whataburger flags.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be a really special time, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, we finally get into the game. We get into the broadcast, and of course, the flags start flying early, folks.
And he shifts into a pistol, and there's a whistle. Let's make it first and 15, shall we?
Let's do that.
I love the glass half full / sarcasm that bounces out of these dudes, man. It's pretty special. Here is Brad and Babe talking about the game wrecker himself, T.J. Watt.
You know, the Cowboys had a chance to draft him.
T.J. Watt?
Yeah.
No, because they took Taco Charlton after T.J. Watt was...
No. Two picks before.
No, are you sure?
Oh yes. I've done my research.
Look at you. You hold a grudge.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably my least favorite part of the entire week and the build-up to the game, and then having to sit through four quarters of T.J. Watt just being a game wrecker. And having to constantly be reminded about Taco over TJ.
You know, when that comes up, I can't help but think of just the torment that Steve and Jerry would be in with that pie. Like, how many other players would you have had to lose if they had drafted TJ Watt?
Yeah. No, that's totally true, man.
There's no way you could fit all those good players under the cap, Brian.
No way.
The pie's big, but it's not that big.
You know, it's funny because I've tried to defend the scouts on that one a little bit, and Will McClay told me, we all wear that one. You know, that it was like talking about Rod Marinelli, didn't think he could play as an edge rusher, hand down guy. And Will tells me, he's like, listen, you give us all blame for that one.
That's the crustiest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. He's not a hand down guy.
That's
everything else you see is invalid.
You know, coaches are like that, though. I mean, I know what you're saying, but yeah. You know, you're not wrong.
I don't mean to disrespect Rod like that. He's a legend.
His wife's probably listening, by the way. She'll text me and tell me.
Ms. Marinelli, salute to you.
Yeah. She's a big fan of the segment. So let's keep it moving here with Brad Sham giving some advice to owner and general manager of your Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
How long have you been doing this? 20 how many years?
27 or 28, something like that.
How many times has the front office called you and asked your advice on personnel moves?
Oh, God. I mean, where do we start? How much time do we have?
the same number they've asked me in 46 years. But I'm about to give them some help anyway. Hey, Jerry, I don't know what the market is.
Did you mention that Nealon would be hurt in this game? Did you mention that to him? No.
No. You might want to rethink that one. I'm sure Jerry appreciates my advice.
Got to get more defensive ends up in here, man. Mm. They're falling apart left and right.
They're going to have to make some moves.
Well, KJ Henry will get the activation.
He'll get some, but they might have to poach somebody else and maybe sign some. I mean, maybe you make trades now. You know, you can't. You got 6 weeks, and this you get. No, you got to. You got to. Even though some of these guys played better, you need to go out and see if you can make this team a little bit better that
way. Paging Randy Gregory.
That probably. You know what? I need to
take
ask
you up
about
to American
that.
Shaman. Get you taken care of legally.
I was kind of wondering what Everson Griffin might be up to right about now. You know, I was just thinking about bad football players that couldn't really help you, but
Alden Smith.
Yeah, dude, gosh. Yeah, he's probably in the same cell as Chandler Jones right now, I'd imagine. Yeah. Now, let's continue with Babe, unfortunately, having to be the messenger to Brad with some bad news.
And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news here, Brad.
Well, then don't.
Okay, sure. I'm just going to tell you. Don't tell anybody else. Steelers have allowed 16 points in the second half.
Oh, my.
Total in their first four games. They're averaging giving up 4 points a game in the second half.
Wow.
Yeah, cram it up the cram hole. The stats that don't matter. Cowboys get the victory, and it was quite the nail-biter. Didn't need to be that difficult, but it was, and we certainly appreciate a victory Monday no matter what.
I mean, it's a good sign that you could, you know, kick their butts by such an extent that even if you had massive mistakes, you know, you're still in position to get the dub, and you're clutch enough to pull it off.
Yeah.
Bring it back home.
I mean, you kicked their butt enough, even though you were kicking your own butt half the time, you still find a way to get out of there. And I do think, hey, from a character standpoint, like a big-time emotional win right there, they had every reason to throw in the towel. The front runners, I think we could see them doing that on really any occasion, but last night was not that night. They rose to the moment, and it was such a team effort with the amount of dudes that had to step up, so... I'm very appreciative of this victory. At one point in the game, you had guys falling down left and right, and then there goes Zach Martin. Thank God he bounced back, but in the moment, take it away, Brad.
Who was that lying on his back holding his leg?
That's Zach Martin.
No. Oh, here comes everybody with a medical degree.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. Yeah. I think Zach Martin's playing his tail off. Last night, at least.
He did. It was a good game for Zach Martin. Absolutely.
Is that a turn back the clock game?
I mean, because that inside is not easy for that. You're dealing with those.
He was getting after people.
Yeah.
Did they go back to the combo block more in this game? Strategy.
Yeah. They've tried. They want to be able. The problem they have with this is they're good with the combo blocks, but they've got to get BB off them quicker because Zach and Smith both can take their guy. All he has to do is bump to them and get them in position, and then he can go. He's spending too much time on the down blocks.
Some people are calling them charcuterie knives, by the way. Your putty knives. Some are calling them charcuterie knives. Shout out to Jason Ripple.
Yeah, they're charcuterie knives, but...
Big back activities,
but they're smaller. But get a putty knife. If you go into Home Depot or Lowe's or one of these places, you can get a putty knife.
I'm going to be at Lowe's tomorrow. This is perfect timing.
Yeah, I love asking for one.
I love the way the world works sometimes.
It'll be the paint section.
I guess at one point during the broadcast, late in the game, pardons were begged for.
Ooh. Prescott is changing the protection, maybe the play. Hoffman turns around and says, beg your pardon?
Okay, I don't know.
Excuse me?
I don't know what the deal is. We do appreciate Kevin Walker for pulling all the sound there for Two Guys, One Booth. And there is one more. It was a long, grinded-out game, and it was a long, grinded-out kind of broadcast. It was an extra hour on the front end of the pregame show, and then we get an extra 90 minutes commercial-free rain delay theater that we could not predict. And then we get well into the night. Tempers did not flare at all, and then we get to the final caller of the night. Mr. Mikey calls in, and he was kind of the one guy raining on the parade. We're in a victory party.
He was bitching to be bitching guy.
He was kind of bitching to be bitching guy.
Yeah,
and he was drawing, brought us off sides a little bit. But remember, we were in time crunch mode. We are now flirting with 1:30 in the morning. We are doing 4-minute segments, getting to the commercial break and back in. The entire post game show is this way. Broadus was understanding of that until Mikey takes the stage, and this is how we finish the program.
Are you a Dak hater?
No, not at all. I love that guy.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Go ahead. Carry on.
Mikey,
thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the time. Sorry, we got to get you out of here right now. We're in a bit of a time crunch here. The delay kind of threw things off tonight. But
let the guy finish.
No, I'm sorry.
It's like 1:30 in the morning. We're doing the show. What do we got to do? Another ad or something? Another spot?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to it. Peyton, hit the button. Let's go to a spot.
Well, I apologize to, I guess, Broadus, not even necessarily Mikey. Broadus is a little bit more upset than Mikey is.
No,
we
I was just going to give
him time. I wish I could give him more time.
I was going to answer. I was going to ask him some questions.
I know you were going to ask him some questions. You were going to ask him if he was a Dak hater. I did that. And then what was next? What was the next question? What was the next hard hitter?
You know what? Hey, throw it to a break and let's let Kyle Yeomans tell us about some really cool thing that got going on at DallasCowboys.com.
that is how. Now, you don't hear the beginning of the call. We get the beginning of the call. Mikey's not really
My
pleased with the game.
My man is wet blanketing.
He's wet blanketing.
I'd had enough.
Yes. Broadus is like, okay, are you a Dak hater? And I'm like, we got to end this thing now. We don't have time. I think Broadus was just ready. He wanted to get one sort of hostile back and forth going before the night ended, and I cut his party a little bit short there because he wanted to have a shouting match with Mikey.
That's what Pete off Brian sounds like, by the way, if you're wondering.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes, he was not happy about it. I'm like,
sounds very civil and cordial.
Like, Broadus, what do you want me to do? We have to go to break here. We've been doing 4-minute segments. We've been cutting everybody short. But now we got one guy who's ready to get a little bit testy, and Broadus is ready to go to blows.
Are you a Dak hater? No. Thanks for calling. We got to go. That sums up everything.
We
got to
go.
Well, great work, boys.
It was
a fun Cowboys game day. I mean, for those at home, like listening to the coverage of the rain delay and the 90-minute extra pregame show that you guys gave, it was a pretty cool deal for Tolo, as long as you didn't have to get to sleep.
I appreciate it.
Okay, we got to run.